Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast and Peach. Just because I say hi, besties, does not mean that I'm calling you. Guys, if you don't already know, I have a... I don't want to say she's a kitten, but she's my baby. She is a little over 3 years old, but she's my baby. I work from home and she is with me, obviously, all day long. And anytime I start talking, she immediately assumes I'm talking to her, which, you know what, is not a bad thing. But I said, hi, besties, and she jumped up and started playing with the cord for the microphone. That is not your cue, but she is just the cutest thing ever. If you are not a cat person, I feel bad for you. Dogs are great too, but you know what? Cats are so much cleaner and they don't poop on the ground. And you know what? They have their own litter box that they will tend to themselves to. And they also will take care of themselves. They're very self-sufficient. They're very independent. But when you're with your pet 24/7 like I am, she does become a little bit of a dependent type of girl. I hope that you're having a great day, whatever time of day it is, whatever day of the week it is. I have been having a thing for recording episodes on Mondays. I've just kind of been enjoying the Monday morning vibe. Kind of gets the week started for me, and knowing that it launches tomorrow, it gives me plenty of time to edit the podcast episode and just get everything set and make sure that I really think about the topic over the weekend and then say everything that I've been wanting to say. So let's get into some little life updates. So not really much has been going on. I've just kind of been drowning in allergies. I don't know if anyone else is feeling that way, but since it is fall and going to be winter soon, I'm trying to take advantage of being able to go outside, going on hot girl walks, and just hanging out outdoors without it being freezing or snowy or rainy, which it has been rainy every single weekend for literally the past 2 months. Monday through Friday and Monday through Thursday will be like sunny, beautiful, and then Friday hits, Saturday, Sunday, and it's rainy, which, as I've said in the last episode, it's fun to have a cozy weekend, but not every single weekend has to be a rainy, cozy weekend. So when it is beautiful outside, I do take advantage of that for sure, and I love to go on a walk, I love to sit on my balcony, but it makes my allergies go haywire, and I'm assuming that's just because of the change in the season with me growing up in the desert for majority of my life. I think my body is still kind of getting acclimated to being out on the East Coast, because even if I go visit my family, they're in Ohio, which I guess is a little bit more the Midwest, right? I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I don't know geography, okay? Okay. I think in like 11th grade, I had to do some type of exam, if you will, in my history class, if it was even called history. It was either history. I don't know what it was called, okay? But if you went to Shadow Ridge High School and you were in Carleton's class as a sophomore, shout out. And we had to name every single state capital in the state on a blank map. And you know what? Your girl aced that. But that's because I tried so hard and just crammed everything. And one thing about me is when I would cram for an exam. Oh, that rhymed, slay. When I would cram for an exam, all the information would go in one ear, stay in my brain for the exam, and then I would dump it out because I had to make room for more information. Some things stuck, but being able to tell you the coordinates of things, or if we're truly in the South or the East or the West, you know what? That's not me. I still rely on the never eat soggy waffles type of thing, you know. So now that we have that out of the way, the other life updates are we actually went to Target over the weekend, which was such a vibe, but I was having horrible nausea, and that's because I just started my period today, and I was like, you know what, I am going to literally get sick in this Target or going to pass out or punch someone in the face because I was just so overstimulated. But we got a big pumpkin, I guess you could say medium-sized pumpkin, because I've seen some huge pumpkins out there. So we have a medium-sized pumpkin and then a teeny weeny pumpkin that there's like a little painting on it. I want to say it's Frankenstein. I don't have it right in front of me, but there was a whole bunch of them basically right when you walked into Target, and they were so freaking cute. So we are definitely going to do something with the big pumpkin and the little pumpkin. I, for one, love pumpkin seeds, so we're definitely going to carve the big pumpkin and get the seeds out of it, because if you don't like pumpkin seeds, number one, grow up. Just kidding. But if you have never carved your pumpkin, taken the seeds out, and then cooked them in the oven, just put some little salt or seasoning, whatever you want on it, They're so freaking good. It is one of my absolute favorite fall snacks. And since my birthday is in November, November 28th to be exact, don't forget, besties, that was one of my favorite snacks around my birthday time, and pumpkin pie too. There were some years of my birthday when my birthday would fall on Thanksgiving, and I would literally be happy with my birthday cake being a pumpkin pie because it just really fit the vibe. EDC is in officially less than 3 weeks. I've just been getting everything ready. All my outfits are put together. I'm like 99% sure that everything is all set and ready to go with that. Our wristbands came in. I'm so excited. I've just been making candy and putting together cute little festival bags for my festival group. I want to say there are me, Anthony, 6 people that are going to be staying at the Airbnb, which is going to be so fun, so exciting. We always run into so many people that we went to school with, people that I've just been following and friends with on social media. So I'm so excited to see so many familiar faces, meet so many new faces, and just watch the artists that I love with some of my best friends. So that is going to be so excited. And of course, to be back in Florida. I never used to even get fazed by plane flights, but the last few flights that I've had, the turbulence has been crazy. I don't know if it's because we are leaving out of New Jersey, and like I have mentioned before, I have not been here for too long. So whenever I would travel for a majority of my life, it would be leaving out of Arizona with, you know, clear blue skies, not a cloud in the sky. Well, maybe a few clouds, but you know what I mean. No turbulence whatsoever. So leaving out of New Jersey and then flying into New Jersey, it can be a little hectic from time to time, even going into Florida, because sometimes Florida just, the sky just likes to open up and rain for like 10 to 15 minutes, give you a little shower, if you will. Our last episode aired last Tuesday, the 17th, and my nephew was born. Don't mind the train if you can hear it. I feel like now in all the episodes and the train is going on, sometimes I don't even notice it. So sorry if you do end up hearing the train. I do think it is a little soothing, but anyways, back to what I was saying. My nephew was born on the 17th, so I'm just so excited to meet him. Just hoping that everyone is just settling in after all the baby excitement. I can't wait to give him a hug and see my other nephew, see my family. Just, you know, see what's going on in Ohio. We should be going to Ohio within the next few weeks. I do have a hair appointment coming up on November 4th, which is going to be just, I'm so ecstatic for that because your girl is going back to the dark side, which is my natural color, but I have just had it with the blonde phase. It has been so fun and I love blonde hair. It is just so hard to keep up with when your natural hair is very brown. Like my hair is in between light brown to dark brown. And when we went to Tennessee for our friend's wedding, I washed my hair and I'm very good about using cold water on my hair. I washed my hair and the under part of it was literally green. So there are some green little strips in my hair, which is not the vibe, but you know what? It's okay. I did a lot of damage on my hair, I think, starting all the way back to February. Yeah, around Valentine's Day. I went Lava Girl pink and then I kept up with it, I want to say, one or two more times. And then around the 4th of July, maybe even around June time, I went light pink and then I cut it short. And then in August, I ended up doing blonde with some little root smudge because I knew I was going to want to go back dark. So we are coming full circle and I'm not doing my natural color. I'm going to do some brown with some like reddish with it, you know, giving all the fall things, all the fall vibes. So it's going to be Gorgina. Today is day 42 of the 75 hard. It is so insane that it's already been 42 days of literally drinking a gallon of water every single day. I don't know how I ever even survived with the amount of water that I was drinking before, because some days I can guarantee you I didn't even drink a bottle of water. Once the 75 hard is complete, which is supposed to be November 26th, if I remember correctly, right around my birthday time, which I'm going to be so excited for. I'm not a big drinker anymore anyways, so that's not a huge factor in why I can't wait for the 75 hard to be complete, but I am so excited, guys, to open up a cold, crisp Dr. Pepper. I know soda is not the best thing in the world for you, and but you know what? That is my one thing. Dr. Pepper is my love language, okay? If you know me, you know that, and the 75 Hard has really shown me that I can survive without Dr. Pepper, but it has been a long 42 days without it, and I have been substituting with Poppy, been loving the Cola Poppy and the Doc Pop Poppy. I tried the Dr. Goodwin, whatever, of the Olipop. It did not hit like the Doc Pop Poppy hits, but nothing hits like Dr. Pepper. So I know I definitely won't be going back to drinking one a day of the Dr. Pepper, or some days, I won't even lie to you guys, I had multiple a day. I doubt I will go back into that cycle or that habit routine, if you will, but I'm definitely going to try to keep some of the amazing things from the 75 Hard into my day-to-day, even after it ends. So making sure I'm really prioritizing working out, exercise, indoor, outdoor, whether if it's 5 minutes, whether if it's an hour, just making sure that I'm getting my body moving and, you know, getting my heart rate up. And then another big thing that I just really hope that I stick with is reading. I've really been enjoying reading the 10 pages of a nonfiction book every single day. Maybe I'll even throw in some fiction books, but I've just really been loving reading. I used to love reading so much as a kid, and I'm sure like most of us, once we started growing up a little bit more and we were forced to read so many books in school and do book reports, it kind of took away that magic of reading and kind of just made it feel like it was a chore or a task rather than a world to tap into. Like whenever you watch a movie or you go on social media or you're creative, you're drawing, you're writing. Reading is such an amazing facet and a way to just tap into a different part of your brain and to kind of escape, because when you're a human living day to day for so many years, life can feel kind of crazy, kind of repetitive. So tapping into something is good. So many of us tap into things that are involving electronics, which how can anyone blame you? They're literally at our fingertips. So I really hope that I keep up with the reading a book. And like I said, I'll probably throw in some fiction books. So I'll have to start looking into Book Talk and all the things. I'm going to say it now. I really don't think that I'm going to read any Colleen Hoover books. I might come back on that a few months later and be like, so I read It Ends With Us or Starts With Us, whatever the books are. I see it all over. I'm just not someone that likes to read books that are going to make me sad because I read The Fault in Our Stars and it just took me out. It took me out, honeys. So I want to say that is it with all of my little updates. I hope you guys are doing amazing. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I hope you're having a great start to your day, whether if you're at the beginning of your day, the middle, the end, whether if it's the middle of the week for you. I just hope that you are in great spirits, having an amazing time doing this silly little thing that we call life. I love you. You are so purposeful. You're so important. You're meant to be here, and so many people love you, and I just want you to never forget that. Never forget that you are just as valuable and needed, and you're just so unique. So keep doing you. I love you. Rock on, motherfucker. And let's get into the topic at hand today, why don't we? Thank you guys again for tuning in to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. Today's topic is all about the power of a routine. The power of a morning routine, the power of a bedtime routine, just the power of a routine. The one thing that the girlies have right about the waking up early, being a morning person, is that it gives you so much time to conquer and tackle your day. There are so many things that we all have to deal with in the day to day, in the 24 hours that we already know about, but then think of all the things that get added and thrown into our day at like 3 p.m., at noon, at 5 p.m., right before we go to bed. Life is so unpredictable, but you can also kind of plan around the unpredictableness of it all, the craziness of it all. For me, having a routine is the epitome of showing up for myself and being consistent, showing myself that I can be there, that at the end of the day, no matter what, I am going to get the things done that need to get done for me. Yes, I have a routine when it comes to work. I work remote. I work 9 to 5. I have a routine and things I have to do day to day. I know that. But then I also have my own routine, my morning routine, my evening routine, my nighttime routine. Things that I know that I need to get done within that time frame for me to feel like I am the best me. for me to show up as my best self, for me to put in the work to make sure that I am able to be the Natalie that I want to be. Every day is going to look a little bit different. Now, I'm not saying that your routines need to be luxurious or extravagant. They really don't. It can be something as simple as when you wake up in the morning and you make your bed. Now, I'm going to call majority of us out right now and say that probably our routine when we wake up is wake up, check our phone. Now, for most of us, that is because our alarms are on our phone, which I think is kind of something that I'm trying to break about myself personally. I even got an alarm clock, one of the clocks that lights up with the sunrise, not the hatch, because I wanted to make sure that I would even like having an alarm clock and getting up out of bed. There is a little remote control that I can stop it with, but I think the important thing is getting up out of bed once that alarm goes off, because one thing about me, I'm gonna have 15 alarms. I am that person. Whereas my mom, she has one alarm and she gets up immediately. She's always told me my whole life that the key to waking up and just getting up and tackling the day is getting up after that first alarm. And we all know, we've all seen all the research and study on it, and it honestly is true. When you get up the first time that you wake up in the morning, it is so much easier to feel like you're awake. When you wake up and then you fall back asleep, I forget exactly what it is, but it's like your mind, your body, your eyes, everything wants to go back into that REM cycle. And so when you've just woken up out of a deep sleep and say you have to pee in the middle of the night and you fall back asleep, you can do that super easily. But when it's 6 a.m. and your alarm goes off for work and say you fall asleep for an extra 15, 20 minutes, then it's 6:30, 6:25, whatever, you feel so groggy and you're like, dang, if I would have just gotten up at 6, yeah, I would have honestly lost those 30 minutes of sleep that I just gained, but now I feel like shit, I feel like a zombie. That is something that I deal with all the time, and I'm just trying to navigate out of that. So I'm sure that I'm not the only person that has that as part of my morning routine, but I do know the days that I wake up and I don't immediately check my phone or I don't fall back asleep, I do feel a little bit more at peace because I'm giving myself that time to just be with my thoughts, to just wake up, to kind of just exist for a moment before the craziness of the day, to enjoy the stillness and the peace of the morning as much as I possibly can. Like I just said, your routine does not need to be luxurious, extra. It can be so simple, and you can switch up your routines every single day. You don't have to do the same thing every single morning if you think that would be boring. Now, the routine that I'm trying to create for myself every single morning is getting up at that first alarm, going into the bathroom, brushing my teeth. For me, I have to brush my teeth immediately when I wake up before I do anything else, before I even have a sip of water. I have to brush my teeth because that just makes me feel so clean in the morning, and it makes me feel like, okay, I did one thing for myself already. I am not someone that will immediately rush to go making my bed, but after about an hour or two of being up, I will make my bed just because it looks nicer in the apartment. But my first thing that I will do is brush my teeth. I will also use my tongue scraper because it just also makes me feel so much cleaner. If you don't have one, I highly recommend getting one. Either get it for yourself, put it on your Christmas list. Hell, get it for anyone that you know. Everyone should have a tongue scraper, okay? Getting all that bacteria out is a game changer, especially since we are heading into allergy, flu, cold season. If you know, you know. So that is the first thing that I do in the mornings. And right after that, it can either be skincare, it can be getting dressed for the day, it can be going on a walk, depending on how the weather permits. So no matter what, I like to always do a walk, regardless if that's in the morning or in the evening. So that is something that I switch up depending on how I feel, depending on how much time I have in the morning, depending on the weather. And then I typically will eat something for breakfast or we'll go on a coffee run and I'll put the coffee in the fridge while I make sure to get some water in my body and make sure to eat a little bit of something or eat my whole breakfast. For breakfast, I will either have some oatmeal, sometimes I have some apple slices with peanut butter, sometimes I have a peanut butter toast, sometimes I have a banana with peanut butter. It really just depends on what I'm feeling. Sometimes just a granola bar, you know, sometimes I'm not extremely hungry in the mornings, but my body has just grown accustomed to eating breakfast, so I have to make sure that I get at least something in my stomach before I have that coffee. Otherwise, it will go downhill from there. If you know, you know. There are so many ways for you to keep track and kind of build a routine or habit or schedule for yourself. And I'm not talking like, okay, breaking everything down from 6 a.m. to the time that you go to bed, but you can write down the things that you want to accomplish for yourself to feel good and kind of just divide that up between the morning and the evening. And like I said, you can switch it up all the time. So ways that I keep track of the things that I want to make sure that I'm doing, some things are just second nature, like brushing my teeth, putting deodorant on, doing my skincare, but other things like making sure that I read or making sure that I'm journaling or making sure that I'm posting on social media or posting the vlog that I edited, I will write that in my journal. So the journal that I have, I got it from Home Goods, and it allows me to write down like my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, three things I'm thankful for, goals, and it even has a little doodle of the day. And then it has a section that says today I am dot dot dot, and you can put words like strong, beautiful, happy, embraceful, creative, unique, etc. And then I can also, like I said, have a to-do list. So I will put my to-do things in there and cross it off. You can get a planner. I know a lot of people love planners, but I know some people are not planner people and that it just honestly stresses them out even more because it's just like another thing to deal with. There are also so many apps out there that can help you build your routine. I've definitely seen this one app that's the Get Out of Bed app, and that's probably just for more people who are struggling with their mental health, which honestly, it's 2023, who isn't? And this place will always be a place where you're welcome to talk about that, because I am definitely someone that struggles with my mental health, especially as we're heading into different seasons and the change. It kind of just does something to your girl. But there are so many apps out there that you can have a little checklist, have a little reminder, even the reminders app in your phone. You can use your notes app just to set at certain times to remind you to do things. I do that a lot for when I have to call the doctor or when I have appointments or when I have an interview or something. I will put that in my notes app on my phone. I know it's going to notify me immediately and it'll stay there until I mark it off as complete. This is a topic that I've definitely been feeling passionate about because a few months ago, I would definitely say that I did not have any set routines. I would kind of just take the day as it comes, roll out of bed, not really show up to be my best self. But once I really started to make some changes in my life, and especially now with doing the 75 Hard, I would say a month or two before leading up to the 75 Hard, I was implementing really great things into my day-to-day, making sure that I was drinking water in the morning, making sure that I was making my bed, making sure that I was prioritizing doing some exercise, journaling, just kind of doing things for me to make me feel like a person before I have to jump into the craziness of the day. And that's what I was talking about earlier, saying that the power of a routine and the beauty in a routine is that you're really showing yourself that you can show up for yourself and that you will show up for yourself, because you wake up and it's you. You go to bed and it's you. Even if you're living with a partner, if you're living with friends, if you're living with family, at the end of the day and even at the beginning of the day, you are going to take care of yourself first. So why not create a little cute routine for yourself, even if it's just one to two things, to just make sure that you're filling up your cup before you have to go and deal with other people for the day, people that might have woken up on the wrong side of the bed. We've all done it before. We're all guilty of it. But before you have to go into your coffee shop and deal with someone just pissed in their Cheerios and you don't want it to affect you. But if you've done those things in the morning where you have taken some time to yourself and had some you time, when you deal with people like that, it won't take as much of a toll on you as it would, say, if you just woke up, had to rush out of the door, go get your coffee. You're going to be feeling high strung, very stressful. Your cortisol levels are probably spiked up because you slept through your alarm and now you're rushing out the door. You didn't get to do all of the things that maybe in a perfect day you would do, or maybe on a weekend that you would do. I really noticed that I needed to start making a curated morning routine when I only felt like I was taking care of myself on the weekends and not the weekdays. I know that not everyone is a morning person, and for me, I'm typically not a morning person, but I'm definitely trying to become more of a morning person. So even just giving myself an extra 30 minutes in a day is such a game changer. I definitely recommend doing this if you are even not a morning person, maybe just giving yourself an extra 10 minutes in the morning. Even if those 10 minutes are just laying in your bed staring at the ceiling and you think, well, at least I'm thankful that I woke up this morning. Even if those extra 10 minutes are staring at yourself in the bathroom mirror and just being like, well, another day of this bullshit. Even if that extra 10 minutes just involves you playing with your cat or playing with your dog, just getting some time for yourself to feel alive, like I said, before the craziness of the day happens. And now, a bedtime routine. I think that the magic truly lies in the bedtime routine as well. I can't say which one is more important between morning and bedtime, because the morning you start your day off, but the bedtime, you really set the vibes for the evening, and it can really help for the morning that you are about to step into once you fall asleep. So a bedtime routine, I'm not saying to go to bed at 8:30, but for me, I have started to wind down earlier and earlier, and it is really just so helpful, because even if I'm laying in bed earlier than I was 6 months ago, I'm still watching TV, or I'm still reading a book, or I'm still sitting there thinking or journaling or on my phone, but I'm just so much more relaxed. The lights are off, the TV's on, say I have a nice candle, I'm in my comfy pajamas, and my cat is right next to me, I have everything I need, I have my water. Having that amazing bedtime routine where you're just winding down, kind of putting the house to sleep, making everything perfect for the day ahead, putting the dishes away, laying out some clothing, just doing things for future you to make your morning a little bit easier. That is something that I have always done ever since I was a kid. I haven't done as much lately, but something that was implemented in me by my parents was laying out my clothing the night before, just to make my morning that much less stressful. Since I work from home, I don't really have to worry about that anymore, but when I was in college and when I had my internship with the NASCAR Foundation, and when I was in high school, elementary school, you know, having to show up and feel presentable and confident about what I was wearing because I was going to be around people all day long, and just, you know, wanting to show up as my best self, laying out my clothing the night before was really a game changer for me, because it was one less thing that I had to think about. I would love to hear anything that you guys do for your morning or nighttime routine. You can feel free to DM me on the It's Naptime Podcast Instagram, or even leave a comment at the end of the episode. I'll have a question for you guys to answer afterwards. I really just think that if you start to implement little steps in your day-to-day, even if it's just something as simple as stepping outside when you first wake up, getting the sun rays on you, drinking a glass of water in the morning, texting your friends, instead of checking your phone immediately, maybe try to wait 5 minutes and then check your phone. I know it's hard, and I'm definitely someone, hell, even this morning I checked my phone the first thing when I woke up. I was feeling a little down in the dumps because my period had just started, and I was just, you know, not wanting to tackle on the day, but I threw on some comfy pants. I have a comfy outfit on. I made myself some oatmeal. Honestly, I forget exactly which one it was, but it was, I think it was the maple one. I don't know exactly what else is in it, but the maple oatmeal. Anthony got me my coffee. Bless his heart. I had my cup of water. I was able to go outside and sit on my balcony before starting work. I took a rinse off shower, and I was able to create the vibes of the morning. Even though I wasn't feeling the best, even though I did check my phone in the morning, I still did the things that are non-negotiables for me. Like I said, brushing my teeth, doing my skincare, all those things. And once you start to do those for at least 30 days, as we all know, it takes, what, 30 days to make a habit and 21 days to break a habit. I think you should do at least 35 days of both, of trying to make and break the habit. But once you do something for at least 30 days, it's going to feel a lot more second nature to you. Say you make your bed for 25 days. The 26th day, if you don't make your bed, you're going to be like, something was off. For me, I love to do yoga every single morning, and sometimes I don't get around to doing the yoga when I first wake up, but if it's been like 10 o'clock and I'm like, something's missing, it's probably because I didn't do my yoga yet. So, like I said, your routine does not need to be luxurious or extra. Just do something that makes you feel you when you first wake up. Do something that allows you to connect to yourself. Show yourself that you can show up for yourself, even if it's in the simplest way possible. Putting on a good playlist in the morning to set the vibes. Show yourself that you can be consistent, and that at the end of the day, you are going to take care of yourself. Now, I know not every single day is going to be perfect. You can switch up your routines. Don't think that you can't. Say you ate breakfast when you first woke up for a week straight. That doesn't mean that you have to eat breakfast your first thing if you're not feeling it one day. Maybe you can eat it an hour later. Say you always go on a walk every single morning, but one day it's pouring rain. Don't get yourself all worked up and into a tizzy because you can't go on a walk. Just go on a walk later. Do the things that make you feel you. Show up for yourself. That is the power and the beauty of a routine, as I like to say it. So I think that's going to be it for today's episode. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here, guys. We are so close to 100 followers on the It's Nap Time podcast Instagram. I'm so excited. I'm so thankful for each and every single one of you. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. Please, please, please leave a rating and review on the Spotify app. It is really so, so helpful. I just love watching our ratings go up and our following go up. It makes me so happy. I'm so in love with this community that we're starting to build. Thank you so much for anyone that has been here since the first episode. This is episode 12, which 12 is my lucky number, guys. So I'm really excited about this episode to air tomorrow. Please keep an eye out on either my personal Instagram, Natalie X Palak, or the podcast Instagram for a poll or a little question box I'm going to post for next week's episode, which is going to be episode 13, spooky. And it is going to air on, I believe, that is Halloween. Let me look at my little calendar. Yep, next Tuesday is October 31st, guys. I'm so excited. So it's going to be our little Halloween episode. So keep an eye out for it. Send me your submissions. I'm also going to have it posted on the Google form, which is going to be linked below. But yeah, thanks so much for hanging out. I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.